I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic opens their 2010-2011 season with a program titled Sax in the City. The program, conducted by Artistic Director David Bowden, features saxophonist Kenneth Che in the U.S. Symphonic premiere of David Canfield's Concerto After Glier. Our guests are Kenneth Che, the saxophonist who premiered the work, and composer David Canfield. David, the title of your piece mentions the Russian composer Glier. Why?
Well, because Glier was sort of the starting point for this piece. The work that is being heard was based on a piece that Glier wrote in the year 1900 for double bass and piano. In 1992, the Bloomington Pops commissioned me to orchestrate two movements of that work so that Bruce Bransby could play it with the orchestra. I did that, and upon hearing the piece as an orchestra work, I liked it, but I've never particularly, even as a string player myself, cared for the double bass as a solo instrument, so I immediately began thinking of another instrument that could take the place of the bass, and the saxophone came to mind, particularly because there was very little romantic, truly romantic music that had been written originally for saxophone.
Kenneth played the first performance of your concerto, but there was another player in your mind as well.
I wanted to write a piece for Dr. Eugene Rousseau. He has been, of course, the recipient and dedicatee of many works. And I thought, if I'm going to write something for him, maybe I ought to write something a little bit different. So I began thinking of a romantic concerto that I could base upon the two moments that it orchestrated from the Glier. And I expanded the piece from there, added a completely original first movement, and it became the Concerto After Glier.
Kenneth, you've played a wide variety of pieces made for the saxophone and lots that weren't. And you played the first public performance of the piece in Thailand. How did that come about and how did you prepare for it?
Well, actually, since David told me about this new piece, I've been very, excited, wanted to perform it. And of course, since it was dedicated to Dr. Rousseau, I talked to him and ended up that he didn't have the time to prepare for the World Congress. And so I asked him if I may perform it there, and he agreed. And so that's how it started.
What did you do in terms of actually working through the piece yourself?
Well, being a kind of a classical romantic piece, it has a lot of what I would call the technique, which is, scales, arpeggios, and, chords and so on. In a way, it's a really good exercise for me, because I'll get to go back to work on a lot of scales and really refine the technique to make it sound good. One thing about this kind of music is it sounds easy, but it's actually very, very difficult.
David, interestingly enough, although Kenneth got to do the world premiere and gets to do the American premiere of the orchestral version, the piece has taken on a life of its own in band work.
Well, yes, this piece was written as an experiment to see if the saxophonists, who really don't have much in the way of true romantic works written for the instrument because of the late invention of the instrument, would take to a piece of this sort. I mean, I'm not just writing neo-romantic music here. I have actually tried to go back to the Russian romantic style of Reinhold Glier. And I can say that in the slightly over a year since its premiere, this has already become my most performed work.
Let me just interject a comment. Is when you think about it, it's really quite amazing, because the trend of the modern saxophone performance is going toward the avant-garde music, and yet this romantic style of music certainly has its audience, and people still enjoy playing that. And that's really part of my goals for this performance, is to hopefully show people what the saxophone can do with the traditional music.
The Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic Sax in the City takes place in Urn Auditorium of Columbus North High School Saturday the 18th at 7:30, with a pre-concert, musically speaking, session at 6:40. We've been talking with saxophonist Kenneth Che and composer David Canfield. In addition to their Concerto After Glier, the orchestra will perform Café Neon by Stephen Karyodinis and the first of Johannes Brahms' symphonies. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.